Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 416, the stanzas 1 and 5. As the heart about to falter in its trembling agony, panted for the brooks of water, so my soul doth pant for thee. Yea, a thirst for thee I cry. God of life, O when shall I come again to stand before thee in thy temple and adore thee? Psalter 416, the stanzas 1 and 5.
Thank you.
portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together. It can be found in the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2, the verses 8 through 20. Luke 2, the verses 8 through 20. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Elise, the infant daughter of Dennis and Lenelvin Manon, who was taken to the Lethbridge Hospital with RSV. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord, it has pleased thee by renewal on this special day to gather us and our children within the walls of thy house, under thy word, under thy eternal testimony. And then also in this evening hour, then thou knowest how our boys and girls, our young people, and the older ones have come up to thy house. Ah, Lord, thou knowest what liveth in each of our hearts. When it was form and duty, 'tis according to thy word. May it be blessed. But may there have also come up souls, people, young and old, with particular requests. May there have been a few that have begged of thee that in this evening hour, by thy free and sovereign grace, by the work of thy Holy Spirit, that they may be placed under the banner of the Prince of Peace. Ah, Lord, may it please thee in this evening to show unto people the great need thereof, the great danger by being under the banner of the Prince of Darkness, under thy wrath, under the sentence of death, traveling to eternity, ach Lord. When that may take place in this hour, then it shall become their request. Ah, to belong to that chosen and blessed people, and a need to be reconciled and to be pardoned. Thou knowest thy Zion, where they are encamped, and, ah, Lord, thou hast a people upon the earth that is given to ask thee when it is all wrong, when it is deceit, building upon sandy foundations, when thou hast never begun that good work to be converted as thou converts all thy people, ah, that it may be uncovered, and that that good work may be begun. Ah, thou hast a people upon the earth that learn of the deceitfulness of their heart, and to that end desire a confirmation, a token that thou truly knowest of them. Because, Lord, a mistake concerning our never-dying soul, that is an eternal mistake that cannot be rectified at the end. But may there have also come up a few souls that have sincerely begged of thee, oh, in the past weeks, but also in this day, that they may receive the portion, the blessed personal message, which the shepherds have received. For unto you was born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Ah, Lord, deny not their request. Be a surprising God. Ah, for those shepherds was in a dark night, but the angel has appeared, the glorious shone, and then such a wonderful soul-saving and God-glorifying message. Oh, Lord, wilt thou then remember us as a people? Work mightily, richly, irresistibly, by thy Holy Spirit, impress upon all of our hearts that we are hastening through this time, when thou granteth it 6 more days, and the year shall have run its course, And that means for each and every one of us, a year closer to that final meeting with our Maker. Teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Wilt thou richly bless thy word? Commend unto thee thy church, the persecuted church, the beloved for the Father's sake, and do remember all mission work. Do remember the sick and afflicted. A little daughter taken to the hospital. But, O Lord, thou hast already given much improvement. Give hearts to acknowledge thee therefore, and to that end a hope that the parents may take the precious little gift homeward. We commend unto thee the two little infants, the children, in the larger hospital. Wilt thou continue to spread thy gracious wings over them? May the means be blessed for the healing of the body. May the callings be sanctified. Oh, do remember all those that are under the physician's care, special ways, undergoing treatments, many fears, many concerns. Grant a place at thy footstool. Remember the handicapped ones, the crosses, the burdens, those that struggle with weakness of the mind, together with their loved ones. Oh, Lord, there can be circumstances that there are no words left. May we be given to point to thee and to the word of God. We commend unto thee all mourning ones, widowers, widows, half orphans, those that have brought children and other dear ones to the cemetery. Wilt thou continue to uphold them and remember them? Remember all elderly ones, and do remember all in the family circles where there is much sickness. Oh, wilt thou remember them all? And now, Lord, in this evening hour, then by renewal we ask of thee for thy help and thy blessing in speaking and in listening. Wilt thou bind the devil and do grant an impression that we have absolutely nothing to plead upon of self. Sinners, unthankful creatures, but, O Lord, thou art that faithful, covenant-keeping God, and thou hast promised to work from generation to generation, and that thy word shall not return void unto thee. But, O Lord, thou hast written in thy word, either a savor of life unto life, or a savor of death unto death. Wilt thou then show thy mercy? Pardon us of all of our sins. We ask it for Christ's sake only. Amen. Psalter 209, the stanzas 4 through 8. where sleepless eyes and speechless grief, I search the past to find relief. The former years when days were bright and songs of gladness cheered my night, and what follows, Psalter 209, the stanzas 4 through 8.
Thank you.
in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Luke 2, the verses 8 through 12. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you was born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And there shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, a lion in a manger. Our text words speak of the angel's announcement of the birth of Christ to the shepherds. Three thoughts. In the first place, a dark night without Jesus Christ. Secondly, a joyful message concerning Jesus Christ. And in the third place, a personal message of a born Christ. The angel's announcement of the birth of Christ to the shepherds. A dark night without Jesus Christ. A joyful message concerning Jesus Christ. And a personal message of a born Jesus Christ. Beloved congregation, then we can all understand that for a Joseph and a Mary, it went so different than they thought. Because as the angel Gabriel and not related to Mary, in Luke 1, the verses 32 and 33, he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And then to come to Bethlehem, no place in the inn. And then for the promised child, the Messiah, to be born in a stable. And he was laid in a manger. What unfathomable ways for that young couple. Surely, they have thought that it would be so different, that when the child would be born, that there would be messengers to proclaim the coming of the Prince of Peace. And now in a dark night, in a dark stable. Are there a few such souls? Where that is not a strange matter, where everything seems to go so different than you have thought and imagined, go from strength to strength to become holier. But shall now the birth of the King of Kings, shall that now remain in obscurity? No. The Lord shall take care of his work. And then who was that message brought to? It was not brought to Caesar Augustus. It was not brought to the Sanhedrin. But it was brought to shepherds, the night watches, a caring for their flock. And then it is clear, because I read in Proverbs 27, verse 7, that a full soul loatheth the honeycomb. And the Lord does not waste his grace. And now it is clear that for that wonderful, unfathomable message, that there was a need in the fields of Ephrata. It was the place where Jacob's beloved wife has died. A pillar was erected. Was the place, of course we do not know exactly the place, but in the vicinity where Ruth has gleaned on the fields of Boaz. We also read of the three mighty men of David. When he desired waters from the well of Bethlehem, that they have broken through the host of the Philistines and fetched it. And then we read, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. They were fulfilling their duty and their calling. That we read oftentimes in the scriptures, that the Lord has appeared unto his people when they were fulfilling their daily calling. And now for the shepherds, it was in the night outwardly, and also for the church, they know of a night inwardly. But also concerning the providence of God, then for the true Zionite, when they considered the circumstances and that decree of Caesar Augustus has been published to all the people of the land of Canaan. Then for those shepherds who greatly feared the Lord. And then what a night it was. The church of the Old Testament have awaited for 4,000 years the solemnest in Psalm 14, verse 7. Oh, that the salvation of Israel would come forth of Zion. And then the church, in the time of the shepherds, it is true. And whether the shepherds have heard of it, had knowledge of it, but what an encouragement that was for the true Zionite. when they have heard, because for 400 years we do not read in the scriptures of a prophet. Malachi was the last one the psalmist has lamented. In Psalm 74, verse 9, see not her signs, no prophet amongst us. But if they have heard those encouragements that an angel has appeared to that old Zacharias and Elizabeth and to Mary, and that there were those that have begun to sing the praises of the Lord, what an encouragement that can grant to the child of God. But on the other hand, then the arch enemy of their souls can come and say they are true children of God. But for you it remains night. You have begged so long. No answer yet has brought relief. And now concerning the land, the nation of Israel, because Father Jacob has spoken on his deathbed in Genesis 49, verse 10, that the scepter shall not depart, nor the lawgiver from between his feet, unto Shiloh come. And now many years already, they are under Roman bondage. And now to add to their distress, and then the Caesar has made a decree that also the land of Canaan each must be enrolled, so they shall be taxed. Oh, then the scepter had already far departed, and yet no Messiah, no herald has come to announce that the promised Prince of Peace, that he was born. Thus for those shepherds also in an outward way, and they were waiting shepherds, the Lord has a waiting church, but no answer has brought relief. But then it is clear out of her history, it is implied that concerning their concerns, that it was not only concerning the nation, but also concerning their souls, because the Spirit does not waste His grace. The Spirit makes room for the tidings, the gospel of good tidings. We read it in the scriptures that for each one that was brought to Bethlehem, to the Lord Jesus Christ, in the first chapters of Luke, that each of them could clearly tell what went before, what has taken place at the time, and what it has left behind. And in scripture, all for those shepherds, and then it was, as I read in Isaiah 26, verse 9, with my soul have I desired thee in the night. And has a Job not exclaimed, but no one saith, where is God my maker, that giveth psalms in the night? And it can also be in those nights, oh, think of Psalm 8, O Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. When I consider the heavens, the moon and the stars, the work of thy fingers which thou hast ordained. What is man that thou visitest him, and the son of man that thou wert mindful of him. Ah, the Lord upholds his church, but those shepherds, it is clear there was a need, because soon the angel would come and speak of a Savior. And a Savior, it is true, it speaks of also outward deliverance. But now the Lord Jesus is come to save his people from their sins. And then concerning those dark nights, oh, the dark night of ignorance, the dark night of unbelief, the dark night of impossibilities. Oh, we have the examples in the scripture. Think of an Abram in Genesis 15. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. There is a people that think, if I would now receive such a message, then I would be the happiest soul upon the earth. But for an Abram, it was without the promise, Lord, what wilt thou give me? And this Eliezer shall be my heir. Oh, think of a Zacharias and an Elizabeth with an unanswered prayer, and then his unbelief, the shepherds abiding in the night, and in the night watches, oh, then the assaults of Satan. Shepherds abiding by night. And now the church, then we could speak of a waiting church. And we read in Malachi 4, verse 2, unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in their wings. And then it can be so dark early the morning before the sun arises, shepherds watching over their flock in the night watches in the fields of Ephratah. And then it is clear that they were living souls. They were desiring souls, and they were waiting souls. And what do you think, congregation? Do you think for such people and for such shepherds where the Spirit has wrought that wonderful work, an impression of our sinnership? Because otherwise, with no impression of our sin, then a Savior can be proclaimed, but it shall have no effect, it shall have no value. Shepherds abiding in the fields of Ephratah. And why did the Lord now send an angel to them? There were more people of God in the vicinity. Think of a Simeon, that old Anna, so busy with the things of the Lord. That was the Lord's sovereign good pleasure. The Lord is so free concerning those souls, but also concerning the time and the manner. We read in Isaiah 50, verse 10, who is among you that feareth the Lord? Shepherds, they truly feared the Lord. And then a mark, that obeyeth the voice of a servant. But then they are described, that walketh in darkness and hath no light. Let him trust in the name of the Lord. and stay upon as God, and that in opposition to those that kindle their own fire, they shall lie down in sorrow. Shepherds, the night watches, abiding with their flock. Oh, we have sung it, Psalter 209, has the Lord forgotten to be kind? Shall I his promise faithless find? Oh, there can be times for such shepherds when they are given to reflect upon what the Lord has done, what the Lord has spoken, with sweetness thereupon, the hope which has been given, then hope may be revived. But those shepherds, they needed an answer. Our second thought, a joyful message concerning a Jesus Christ. And then we read, and lo, are there souls that have asked for such a lo, that you have begged and asked the Lord, Lord, may it now please thee, on this day, the day is already far spent, but that in this day, that I may receive the portion of the shepherds. Lord, when that may take place, then I shall never doubt, never be troubled with my unbelief. That's what they think. And then I shall be so glad. And lo, we read, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. The angels, they are heavenly ambassadors. We read in Hebrews 1 verse 14, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? In 1 Peter 1 verse 12, then we read of the angels desiring to look into the mystery of the gospel. And now those angels, in the first place, they are sent to a special address and with a specific message. The angel, which angel it was, or some that think perhaps it was also the angel Gabriel, is not the most important, but an angel from heaven was sent to those desiring shepherds with such a glorious message. And then we read, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. Those heavenly ambassadors of heaven, and they reflected something of the glory of heaven. And when that takes place, because we read of those angels, and they were sore afraid. Also the mark of the true work of the Lord of the Spirit, that there comes such an awe and such a reverence for that great and majestic God. And then the soul becomes small, and they are filled with that awe and with that reverence. read it oftentimes in the scripture. When a heavenly ambassador has appeared to the true church, that they were filled with awe and fear. Think of the God-fearing Manoah and his wife. Ah, the angel of the Lord has come with a wonderful message. They would receive a son. They have prepared a sacrifice. Sacrifice was accepted. And Manoah realized was an angel of God. He said to his wife, "Now we must die because we have seen God, the true work of the Lord." When we may have a profound impression of the majesty and the holiness of God, then we shall become small and humble. Ah, that wife of Manoah, she was led further. She has said, "Husband, shall the Lord then accept our sacrifice and tell us such things?" Isaiah the prophet, called to be a prophet of the living God in Isaiah 6, when he received the vision each time by renewal in the scriptures, then we read of the children of God when the Lord has revealed a little of his greatness and his majesty. Then they were given to fall at his feet. In our day, there is a Christendom that brings the Lord to their own level, no reverence and no fear. But for those shepherds, if they were walking in sin, or if they were busy in an unbiblical occupation that could not stand the test of God's word, then it is very understandable then they had reasons to fear. But that was not the case. They were fulfilling their daily calling, watching over their sheep by night. And then the angel said unto them, "Fear not." About 65 fear nots in the Bible, precious words of Forest Church, 7 times, 48 times in the Old Testament, 7 times in Genesis, 8 times in the book of Isaiah, and also in the New Testament. Fear not. Oh, think of that fear not in Luke 12, verse 32. Fear not, little flock, for it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And now the Lord, with those fear nots, then in the scripture, we read that the Lord grants unto his true child the reasons why they do not have to fear. Oh, what happens sometime under distressful circumstances, under sickness, that father and mother tell their child that they should not be so afraid, but meanwhile, they are very afraid themselves. But so it is not with the Lord, because we read in our text such a glorious message. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Thus profound words, good tidings of great joy. And that was concerning the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, which shall be to all people. And when we read of all people, then it is those good tidings, gospel tidings, which must be brought to all people, to all nations, because John has seen it in Revelation 7, verse 9, a great multitudes out of all nations and all tongues. Good tidings, because with the birth of Christ, then it is declared from heaven a way for fallen sons and daughters of Adam to be saved, to be reconciled, to be restored into that blessed communion. Thus, what blessed tidings in this evening hour that comes to each and every one of us. Good tidings for our boys and girls, young people, and older ones. A way declared that we and our children can be saved. And because concerning the good tidings of the Savior, that concerns a Savior who has merited salvation, but also a Savior who applies that salvation in the hearts of His people, those young and old. Then there is not one in this evening hour that can say that it is impossible to be saved, because there are those good tidings that the Father has given His Son, that sinners may be pardoned, may be reconciled. Thus that means that we do not need to despair, that there is not one in this evening hour that has to say, but that is not for me. No one has to say that they are too great a sinner, too black. No one needs to say that they are too old. But those good tidings, we need to become partaker thereof. Make it simple for boys and girls. We have now one, let's say a boy or girl, that has become very sick. A very mysterious disease. And that you have asked father and mother, father and mother, do you think that I shall die? And that father and mother would say, the doctors tell us that there is no medicine for your disease. Does my child, you soon shall have to die. Oh, then we must ask the Lord earnestly that you may receive a new heart. But now if the message came in that family that a medicine was invented or discovered for that particular disease that would completely heal such a boy and girl, then what a good tiding that would be. But boys and girls, would that good tiding be sufficient? Then you shall tell me. Would give hope and courage? But then, father and mother, then you have to take me to that physician. And then I need that medicine that I may be healed. Good tidings. But it needs to be applied. And it is the Spirit's work to make room for those good tidings, cold waters, upon a thirsty soul, a precious message. To the fallen sons and daughters of Adam, but young and old, we need to become partakers thereof. And for the true child of God, then what good tidings when the gospel may be opened, when it may be declared that there is a Son of God, a Savior, who has come to save his people from their sins. And with those good tidings, there can be such a rejoicing, and the soul may be given to see such a fullness that he can save to the uttermost, that he may be given to rejoice. But now the shepherds, they have received more, and there is a people that understand it. That is their longing and their desire, that they need what was expressed to those shepherds, and that is our third thought. First, let us sing. Of Psalter 261, shall only sing 1 and 2. Sing a new song to Jehovah for the wonders he hath wrought, his right hand and arm most holy, triumph to his cause have brought. Psalter 261, only 1 and 2. the angel's announcement of the birth of Christ to the shepherds. A dark night without Jesus Christ. A joyful message concerning Jesus Christ. And now thirdly, a personal message of a born Jesus Christ. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And then concerning that message, and then it was a personal message for the shepherds. And now in this evening hour, that message may be brought. And then the important question is, what are we now to understand? Who are those youths? That is the question of those truth seekers, of concerned souls, that have been uncovered to their lost condition. They know of those dark nights. Ah, they know of the encouragements and of hopes. But now the true child of God cannot rest with an experience of misery. They need to be delivered. Justice needs to be satisfied. And now in this evening it may be declared, unto you is born this day. And those youths, they are described in the Word of God. Matthew 5, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are they that mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are they which are persecuted. Ah, those youths, they are described. Many places in Scripture, then that people, the heart, the needs, the exercises, the desires, they are vividly portrayed. All for those youths, precious invitations, oh, many a fear not. Matthew 11, verse 28, come unto me that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give thee rest. Oh, do we not read concerning those youths? Luke 19, verse 10, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that are lost. And now unto that people, because the promises and the invitations, they have an address that is not a people that is increased with goods, but that is a people that has been taught. They have been enrolled in the school of Jesus Christ, left in the midst of thee in a poor and afflicted people. And they shall trust in the name of the Lord. That is a people as those shepherds. Oh, we read in Isaiah 64, verse 1, oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down that the mountains might flow at thy presence. Ah, for those shepherds, what a profound message unto you is born this day. 'Tis not such a long text, but it is such a rich text. Oh, has there been a soul that has begged because it speaks of this day? It implies that the need and the desires for those shepherds, that it was great, that it was profound. Unto you is born this day in the city of David, needed to be scriptural, according to the promises which have been granted to the church. In the city of David, a Savior. His name shall be called Jesus, because he has come to save his people from their sins. And that means to be delivered from the greatest evil and brought to the supreme good. And now those Jews, they are taught by the first time and by continuance that sin is the greatest evil and the supreme good. That is to experience that communion and the need to receive the pardoning of all of our sins, to be forgiven. Unto you was born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And that people of God, they choose him to be their Lord. They learn to need him as their Christ. We have heard in this morning, prophet, priest, and king. And now they have received further instruction. And that is so needful. Oh, the Zionite desires comfort, but more important instruction, because in that instruction, there lies the comfort for the child of God. And they need to be further instructed, more clearly instructed, and to that end, for their faith, the angel has given them a sign. Because it was such a rich message, then also those shepherds undoubtedly, they would have expected to find the born king, the Savior, in royal circumstances, and to that end, and this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And what a blessing it is when the true child, when they may be given to behold the Christ child wrapped in the swaddling clothes of their original and actual sin. Because his name shall be called Jesus, because he has come to save his people from their sins. And to confirm it, how wonderfully and how richly the Lord has dealt with his shepherds. A song to confirm it. We read in Job 38, the verses 6 and 7, that with the creation of the world, the sons of God, they have shouted for joy because of that perfect creation. Also concerning Adam and Eve as the jewels of creation. And now for 4,000 years, we do not read in the scriptures, this true on Mount Sinai, we read of angels, but for 4,000 years, we do not read that a host of angels have sung with the birth of a child. Because all the children of Adam conceived and born in sin, but now a child born without original sin. And then the angels, they have sung in the first place concerning the purpose, the glory of God. In the second place, the effect, peace. And in the third place, the foundation, goodwill toward men. Boys and girls, to make it simple for those shepherds, was, as it were, a church service. A sermon, singing, and then the end has come, we would say, amen. And then what have the shepherds done? What have they done with that message and with that singing? Because the holy activity is the mark of true saving faith. Then they have spoken, let us see, not if it has come to pass, but what has come to pass. And they have found the child wrapped in swaddling clothes. And then they have become preachers, not officially, but they were given to tell of those wonderful things. The Lord has granted another Christmas day. Could be our last. Before the next, we can be in eternity. And now the close of the service, we have heard it of the shepherds, that they did not leave the message in the field, but they were given to seek the child. And how is it now with us on this day? Oh, we have heard, we repeat it, glad tidings that may be proclaimed, a way to be saved, Savior that is merited, but also a Savior of application. But with that message, the true soul cannot rest. They need to hear. Oh, may there be a soul that may hear it in this hour, in this evening hour. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard of wonderful things. also the wonderful dealings which thou had with those shepherds in that dark night. But when thou wast come, it has become light, and they received that personal message, and they were given to hasten to Bethlehem, and they have found as they have promised. They were filled with the good things of the Lord. Oh, Lord, wilt thou work those wonderful things in beginning and in the furtherance. May in this day, we have heard of the Prince of Peace. May we be given to examine our hearts honestly, closely, according to the word of God, whether we are thine or whether we are not, O Lord, wilt thou then work wonderfully? Wilt thou graciously watch over us in this evening, the remaining days, 6 days left, and the year shall have run its course. Wilt thou provide for the Sabbath day? Help the consistory, the doorkeepers, those that lead the congregational singing, the sound, all that have an active part, and may all have an active part at the throne of grace. Wilt thou grant traveling mercies when we hope to serve the branch, the sacrament of holy baptism hopes to be administered. Wilt thou grant thy richest blessing. Bring us safely to our dwellings. We may thank thee for this day, few words to speak. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 407, let us sing the first three stanzas. Oh, praise ye the Lord, and sing a new song amid all the saints. His praises prolong, and what follows, Psalter 407, only the first three stanzas.
Thank you.
grace, save the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.